Guru Purnima, the full moon of the Guru, is so important. Why it is important? I'm going to give you an interpretation that is more relevant today. Why? Because today, meaning this, this civilization of contemporary civilization is characterized by science and technology, artificial intelligence. So if you have to teach about Guru Purnima, the full moon of the Guru, I think it is very profitable as far as I am concerned if I explain it to you in a language that you can understand. Here is a list of Siddhi powers. You know, Siddhi powers means miracle power, powers, miraculous powers. There are 8 of them classified in traditional literature, which is how you have can become small, and then you can become like an atom, and big like an elephant, and then be anywhere in the universe. And these are all the, there are 88 Siddhi powers. I do not know what I will do, and but I will do something that I will give you the message and also a technique that will come to you at that time. Because what I believe in, not that I don't believe, but trust, but it's also true, is that when I just came here to do this program for you, and I keep my mind completely empty. The empty mind, like even for the Buddha who did not believe in God, who did not believe in soul, he said that the emptiness is everything. That is true, completely true. The language may be different. The language may be different. Patanjali will say, stop the mind. And when you stop the mind, you will see the self, the true self. And that is the same as, you know, the Buddha's teachings. So emptiness. And quantum physics says the same thing. You know, go to the vacuum state and you have everything. So everything is a matter of bringing you to the moment, to remain in the silence without an agenda. Now, I will give you my own example. When I came here, my mind was empty, completely empty. And what I'm going to do, I was not expecting to impress upon anybody, but wanted to give you something that would come at that moment. Now, when I just came and sat down here in front of the camera here on the iPad, and something told me from inside, what is going to happen when people come to see you on that day? It is a very special full moon. So what? What will happen? So in that full moon, I in the last session, I said that the Siddhas were from the heavens, from different galaxies, will come down to the earth plane because there is a special power on this day. That's true. But what is more appealing, more convincing for the 21st century people is to say, that's what came to me. What's that? The moon that day will send radiations. The moon that day will give you radiations. What kind of radiation? And that radiation will change your hydrogen atoms. And that hydrogen atom will help you to have a higher intelligence beyond cause and effect. These are all I am channeling. So which one do you think is more appealing than than the Daniel just simply saying to you, come and see the guru on this day. You know, there was a time 30 years ago, I used to do miracles. I don't do it anymore now, because the only miracle that I do now is to bring science and religion together, and then science and mysticism together. Now this explanation you will understand this then, and create a new meditation out of it, of getting the hydrogen atom help you. You know, just to put that in your consciousness will do a lot more than any other explanation that you will have, because you know already that moon is associated traditionally in all religions, and also even today that is true. During the moon, full moon day, the people who are mentally disturbed act very differently. Why? And if you go to the ocean tides, which is water molecules, respond differently. There is a relationship. The moon can give you siddhi powers. Moon simply means the mind, lunar. In Tamil also, this madhi means the mind. Madhi is also the moon. So your consciousness is hydrogen, the higher consciousness. There are degrees of it, and that's the best that can happen. Well, you come and sit in front of the guru, and then the guru looks at you, or doesn't look at you, and still you get some power from him. Yes, true. It is true. I'm not saying that's not true. It is literally true. But then we need to say, we need to explain it differently. That's what I'm going to do. So what are all these siddhi powers about, you know, becoming like here, there are 8 of them. I think it is sent to you, or it's still on the website. Anima, which is the ability to become tiny, ability to become large, is mahima. Garima, ability to become heavy, and ability to become light and disappear, and you know, all these things are there. You know, attract everybody. You know, they're pretty good. You know, they are higher consciousness that you can develop, with which you can do. They have practical use to it. You know, you can use them. So, you know, in my sessions are limited there in that program. So I will make sure that I give. No, I'm not going to make sure that's not going to happen, that I will give you the best that will be available to you at that moment, that will combine everything. Okay, that's good. And now, what are you going to do it for now for us? Because we don't want to come to the program, that's fine. Okay. But at least I can give you the best I received to do miracles. Okay. And I'm very happy to do that. I got it about a few months ago from Agastya. That came in an audio reading. So I feel so satisfied that and happy inside that I am going to give you this particular mantra that I received. Agastya himself said, this mantra has never been revealed, and this is for you to use. So I'm just giving that to you, and I am very happy because it is given to you for no money to be paid to me or the organization. It is completely free. And what is that? This is a mantra where you can, that can help you to manifest what you want. And this mantra was never revealed before. And when you look at what the Siddhi powers are, they are the same. The Siddhi powers are miraculous powers. And you don't have to do anything and then just think and manifest. Think and manifest. All that is required to manifest something is not work so hard, and that is the model that we have developed and we follow. But the model that the yogis followed is just think. That is enough. Because you cannot differentiate the idea from the object. They are close together. Okay? Just to think as something is unidimensional, but three-dimensional is the object. And they are very related together. But no, that's okay. That's a good theory to talk about, and you know, that helps you to understand. But what exactly has to be done to manifest health, wealth, relationship, all things rolled into one? One mantra that can help you to manifest everything. And that's what I'm going to give you, that mantra. I revealed it, and I think that somebody put it to music also. It may be already there, but and I take this opportunity to give this to you in person, to you in on this session. And I'm going to do that now. Shiva me vibhutim. Shiva me vibhutim. Shiva me vibhutim. Shiva me vibhutim. Close your eyes. Shiva me vibhutim. Shiva me vibhutim, Shiva me vibhutim, Shiva me vibhutim, Shiva me vibhutim, Shiva me vibhutim. What will happen? It will go and change your genes. The genes that you have inherited, it will change the genes. The genes are the basis of intelligence, you know. And there are 500 genes have been identified. There are 25,000 of them. 500 with the intelligence. And so the genes will be changed, you know. Often the genes can get broken down to other nucleotides, the triplets. I don't want to go into that. All that is going to happen when you say this. The amino acids. All that you have to do is don't worry about amino acids or anything, or genes or nucleotides or DNA, etc. Shiva me vibhutim. Shiva me vibhutim. Shiva me vibhutim. Shiva me vibhutim. What does that mean? Shiva me, Shiva is energy. Vibhutim becomes matter. Energy becoming matter. That's what we want. Here, there is a certain energy of the mind with which you think, I want a nice home. I want a handsome salary. I want health. I want a relationship. That is a thought, that is an energy, a mind energy, thought energy. And if it remains at that level, it is not going to be useful to you because you are three-dimensional beings. We want it in three-dimensional world so that it is real, so that it is not just talking about it. Yeah. The energy has to become matter. Of course, Einstein said the same thing, that it is there, interchangeable. But he never gave a mantra. He gave an equation, because that is his way of looking at it. But this is the Shiva's way of looking at it. This is a mantra directly from Shiva, Lord Shiva. You know, Shiva me vibhutim, from one dimension to three dimension, from energy to matter will happen within this, your consciousness, within your mind, within your soul. And that will help you. Your thoughts so powerful that they will instantaneously will help you to actualize this if you are keeping on mastering this, your mind. Because a Siddha is one who says and then immediately manifests. Why? Because he has completely changed his mind to understand that they are one and the same. The idea and the object are the same. Okay? So, this mantra will prepare you to become a Siddha. So what a great thing, what a great gift that Shiva has given to us, and what a great gift that I am giving to you through Shiva, because it's not mine. Shiva me vibhutim, it will agitate the genes in your body, mind, in your brain, everywhere. Yeah, and then it will change from the cause and effect reality to another reality to become a Siddha. And that is what I'm going to give you, that so this will be a great opportunity on that day. And of course, this is the syllabus I have, I will also explain to you what is, because each one, the anima, mahima, garima, lagima, prapti, prakamya, ishitva, vashitva, these are all mantras themselves. They are Sanskrit words, but they are also mantras. And then that is mediated through an angel, the goddess. And then I will talk about that, how to enlist the goddess on your side. And then the goddess will help you to do miracles. And we all need miracles. We don't want to sweat. And that's the bottom line. That's also Jesus' teaching. Okay. And that's all I wanted to say about what the course is going to be. And it will be better than what the current moment is, because there is evolution taking place constantly. So I don't want to really, you used to blah, blah, saying it, but I've cut down the blah, blah a lot now. But anyway, there is certainly some use in following the traditional teaching, which I used to do 30 years ago. And people have And I don't want to. There is only one book there where I think Walter Simkew's book on Born Again, there's a last chapter where they talk about my past lives and what I did and blah, 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 all that. You know, it's not that it's untrue. They are all true. But what is the ultimate teaching I am going to give you is what I is based on the Siddhi powers, but it will be much more than what I know now. And that's what I wanted to say. And then the 30 years ago, what I did was useful. Then I thought it came to my mind that it will be beneficial for you to take a look at that also. So I want you to come and see me on the day, and I would like to see you too, because this will be a great blessing for you to receive this teaching on that particular day, which is the full moon of the Guru Purnima. God bless. Just wait, and then they will show you my old teaching about 30 years ago or more years. I know that's what it is. This is how I looked at that time.
The change has to occur right now. I don't believe in waiting. I ask people always, what do you wait for? And who do you wait for? I simply do not believe that one has to wait to accomplish things. Everything is in the now. N-O-W. Only if you understand how to access the now has everything in it. I once took a student of mine to the beach, and I asked him to go into one of these binoculars they have and then look at the ship, which is far away, which is not visible. And then he looked through the binocular and then said the ship was there right in front of him. And I told him, look at this. The ship, which is not available for perception through naked eye, is made possible through this instrument. And what is involved in it? Light. Light can make this illusion to happen. Light helps you to manifest things, make things to come near to you. You have to zoom in, not zoom out. Okay? Zoom in as early as possible the life that you want to live. Do not think that I have to make enough money, save enough money for down payment for a house after 2 years. If you think that way, that is going to be the reality. If you say that I want the house right now, and don't think about down payment or anything, because the moment you begin to think in terms of down payment and the inability to buy right now, then you will make it into a reality. Kill your logic. The logic has created all negativity here. God doesn't think how this is going to happen. When you live God consciousness, everything is right now. Creation and light are synonymous, because creation is from unmanifest level to manifest level. When it is unmanifest, there is no light. That's why we have even in English the expression, I want to bring this to light. So bringing to light is making something to come to life. So if we understand the principles of light, then we can do anything that we want to do. And it is going to take a lot of research on the part of the scientists to understand the phenomenon of light. The sun, for example, is the greatest light that we have. And what is sun? Sun is life. Without the sun, there is no life possible. So if we could understand the energy of the sun, the light energy of the sun, then we will have a greater understanding about life. Now I know that scientists are working on to understand the solar power in Livermore, California. Billions of dollars are being spent to understand this. But the Siddhas understood it in a different way. In order to understand the sun, you have to become the sun. You have to become the light. When you become the light, then everything is clear to you. So we have to increase more light in our consciousness. Then we don't commit mistakes. Our limited thinking is due to the inability of the pituitary to produce unlimited thoughts. The pituitary knows only to produce the thought elixirs that are responsible for limited thinking at this point.
I like that term.
Now, when the pituitary begins to become more alive, more sensitive, then it will secrete higher thought frequencies, elixirs which will make higher thought frequencies, which will make you to think outrageous thoughts. Negativity will be suppressed. Then you won't think, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough to do that. All these limited thinking will vanish. The moment the pituitary begins to vibrate at a higher speed, then you will know that everything is possible. And not only you will know that everything is possible, but also you will begin to live it. Now, scientists have come to understand that. They talk about the REM, rapid eye movement,
right,
and say that the activity in the brain are related to the movement of the eyes. But the Siddhas had known this from times in the memoriam, when they thought that if you could still the eye, you could still your conscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And when you still your conscious mind, then you have access to the unconscious mind, which is unlimited.
Right.
So people have to be taught this simple, very simple technique, like just keep sit in a place and then keep your eyeballs still and experience higher states of consciousness. The mind is like a vampire. It consumes a lot of our energy, and which is being used for intellection, thinking thoughts, and which are of this nature. One thought comes and then it cancels out other thought, and then it goes on and on and on. We are never aware of other parts of the body because we are so focused on the mind. Now, when you in meditation, when you just close your eyes, then the energy that goes into the mind consciousness slows down. And then you begin to focus on different parts of the body. So you have, for instance, the hearing consciousness, or taste consciousness, or touch consciousness. All these things are not available for now for close examination, because the mind takes up all energy. So in meditation, you just freeze up the consciousness from the thought process, so that you can direct your consciousness to the sense of touch, sense of hearing, sense of seeing. Okay, so this way you begin to feel your bodily awareness or sense consciousness.
So we are very grateful for Dr. Pillai's session today and throwback from 30 years ago. There's actually another part of that video where he actually does the eye meditation. And we will post that this week. So stay tuned for that second half of the introduction to the Siddha technique on controlling the eyes. So in regards to Guru Purnima and your participation, if you choose to, I was asking Dr. Pillai before this session what it's like to be in his presence. And he asked me to talk a little bit about that. There is something very distinct about being in his physical presence. I've been studying with him for 25 years, and I've seen him in casual settings. I've seen him in seminar, like one-day seminars. I've seen him in India multi-day trips, and I've seen him in a multi-day retreat in the US like we're hosting now for the full moon of the guru. And every time there is some very specific breakthrough that happens in my abilities to think differently. And if you think differently, you can manifest differently. Just like he was saying, it is all a matter of what we're thinking and what we're believing. And he has this uncanny ability to break through those limitations in our consciousness, more so when we're in his physical presence. At least that's been my experience. And I know that he's created miracles and changed people's lives across the world who've never seen him, listened to a video, listened to an audio or watched a video. But there is something unique and distinct about the power that he transmits in his physical body when you're in the room with him. It is a diksha, it's a transmission. And if this is something that you want to experience, this is the opportunity to do so. I am not sure if or when he will ever host an in-person event again. Honestly, I've asked him for 3 years for this event. And when he agreed this year, he changed back and forth them 4 or 5 times. And now it is secured and we're having this event and 1/3 of the room is already full. So if you have it in your heart in this incarnation to see Dr. Pillai in person, this is your opportunity to do so. Our pricing is lower than it was 5 years ago, the last time he did an event. We're trying to make it as available as possible to everyone. It's hosted over a weekend, so which is just divine grace that that's when Guru Purnima fell. So everything's aligned that this is the opportunity for you to have a big breakthrough in your life, to see him in person, to experience something maybe you've never had before. And even if you have seen him in person, to see him again, because you're different and he's different, the world is different, and the consciousness shifts. As he said, on that day, the energies are different for us to have that transformation, the revolutionary changes in ourselves, in our brain, in our body, in our mind. All can happen. And when you combine that energy with the power of sitting in a room with him, then at that point, you're off the charts. If you're not able to sit in a room with him, then you can join us virtually online. We'll have all 4 sessions live streamed. There's actually more than 4, but there's 4 with Dr. Pillai. There's 6 sessions in total that will be live streamed. Guru Pradosham, we have the grace that the Pradosham, the 13th moon, falls on Thursday, which is ruled by Jupiter, the planet considered to be guru. So Guru Pradosham for removing stubborn karma. And then the 3 other sessions with Dr. Pillai, which will cover what he talked about last week, which is the eight mind, super mind techniques from Patanjali. And then the 8 city powers talked briefly about today. And then the additional session will be the 8 Lakshmis. So those are the teachings that he will be transmitting. And as he said, of course, they're going to be condensed because he is fitting a lot of information into a short period of time, but he will give the best and everything that we need to receive during that time. There'll be additional sessions with Master Teacher Padma Mohini, as well as Master Teacher Ganeshima Stacey Lawson, who will help us both experience what Dr. Pillai gave, so give us an immersion, as well as understand more of Patanjali Yoga Sutras. There's a world behind this text that Dr. Pillai won't be covering, so that'll be covered as well. So that's your, and then if you join us in person, we will be going to a temple local to the Washington, D.C. area, where Dr. Pillai will be bringing us to the shrines and having us meditate. There'll be some ceremonies being performed at the temple when we arrive. So it'll be really quite an amazing experience. So dates that you need to know. June 15th is when our early enrollment special ends. There's you'll save up to $100 depending upon which session you register for. June 19th is when the hotel ends its special arrangement for our special pricing. Right now, the hotel is $99 a night, comes to $111 with tax. So if you want to budget yourself, you really just need to be there for two nights, Friday night and Saturday. However, if you'd like to join additional nights, that's fine. We have several nights around those core nights secured for the low payment. There is a free shuttle from the airport to the hotel. So you don't need to worry about that and then you'll just have your food. What's not included is transportation from the hotel to the temple. We'll be coordinating rideshare though. And once you register, you will receive the full schedule, the location of the hotel, the link to register your hotel room, and an invitation to the WhatsApp group that is just for the in-person folks, so that we can coordinate with, you know, ride to the temple, as well as anything that may shift or come up throughout the several days, 3 days that we'll be together. Now, it is important to note that the Guru Pradosham that is on Thursday that week is only online for everybody, whether you're attending in person or online. So those are the important dates that you need to know for this week. We'll be joining next on June 23rd, where Dr. Pillai will talk to us about the eight Lakshmis. So we won't be here next Sunday, but the next event that you can attend is going to be on Pillai Center Practice. And that is what Dr. Pillai asked, or I should say, several of the longtime students have gotten together and put together a Guru Day gathering. So every Thursday, starting on June 20th, leading up to right before Guru Purnima, we'll be gathering and talking about the power and miracles that Dr. Pillai's teachings and he himself has created in the lives of many people. So we'll be kicking that off with awe-inspiring stories of how Dr. Pillai has changed people's lives. So you'll want to join that. Make sure you are on our email list so that you can receive reminders about the events that we're hosting. And again, if you're interested in joining Guru Purnima, Full Moon of the Guru, in person specifically, please, if you can, register now. The room is one third full, and we're still over a month away from the actual event. So I do anticipate that it will be full. There are limited space because we've rented a room that's only so large. And I really hope to see you there because it will be incredible. If you have any questions, write to office@pillaicenter.com and we will take care of everything. I will just take a look if there's any questions that need addressing right now. Catherine said, physical presence with Dr. Pillai is a must. He is a true master. Yes. Okay, I don't see any questions. There's a link below this video for the 5 ways that you can participate in Guru Purnima. They are both complimentary, as well as the registration for the event. And and then there's a link below this video as well for registering for the event. So I hope to see you there, and we'll see you next on June 20th.